Mama girl, welcome back to another episode here on Prep and Land. If you do not know who I am, hey, how you doing? My name is Jamie. I am an independent and travel agent, and this is my channel, Prep and Land, where we talk about all things travel from prep to land. Listen, mama girl, I have a story for you today, a story about my client and her recent trip to Hawaii. I want to share it with you today. So go ahead and grab your water, mama girl, and let's have a good conversation. Mama girl, one thing that I've learned, especially from this trip, is that the enemy will do any and everything he can do to try to convince you that you don't need to do what you are wanting to do, that you don't need to have what you are wanting to have, that you don't need to live the way you want to live. This trip, there were so many hurdles that happened for my client, and she didn't let those distractions, if you will, stop her from getting to her goal. I didn't let those distractions stop her from getting to her goal. Us united together with the same goal of getting her to Hawaii so she can have an enjoyable experience is what this trip was all about for her and for me. And the goal of this story time is to help you stay encouraged, to help you stay inspired in knowing that you can do whatever you want to do. You can go wherever you want to go, and you do not have to let the hiccups of life, if you will, stop you from doing that. You ready to talk about it? Come on in here. Come on in here. Let's talk. So this trip is the reason why I started naming my trips, because like I said, this trip had a lot of hurdles in it, but it turned out fabulous and we love this. I love it for my client. It's all good things. So this trip was called Water into Wine. I'm gonna give you the backstory. So here is why I call the trip Water into Wine. In the Bible, in John 2, 1 through 12, it talks about a wedding. At this wedding, the young couple just got married. The wine ran out. So people had started talking like, ooh, they can't afford wine for this wedding. And you know, gossip is gossiping. And so there was probably some other stuff that was starting to be said too. And Mary was like, we not having that. Jesus, do something. Jesus over here on the sideline talking about, Mary, it is not my time to be sitting here and showing miracles and doing all the things. You better chill out. Mary was like, we are not having this. This is an embarrassing moment for this couple. They have just gotten married. They ran out of wine. The drama, the drama and all the gossiping and all the things, they don't need that. They don't need that as soon as they get married. Jesus, you gonna do something. And not only are you gonna do something, but you gonna do something right now. So she went and got the servants, brought them to Jesus. And she said, whatever this man tells you to do, do it. So Jesus said, go take them vases, fill it up with some water, and then go take it to the man in charge of the wedding, the overseer, whatever he's called, whatever his title is. Go take it to him, and then boom. So the servants did exactly what Jesus told them to do. The overseer of the wedding, or whatever his title is, took a cup from the vase and drank it and was like, oh my gosh, this is the best wine ever. You saved the best wine for last. And that's unheard of, because usually the bridegroom and the bride serve the best wine first and leave the cheap wine for last. So the fact that you gave the best wine last, that's saying something about you. That's saying something about your character, honey. This is going to be a successful marriage, all the things. Everybody was happy. Nobody even remembered that the wine ran out. It was a good time. That is exactly how this trip was. Okay, let's talk about it. So there were three hurdles, major hurdles in this whole trip. Okay. The first one was just the simple fact that she was not able to connect with me. She is a very busy woman. She is a full-time student. She has a full-time job, making full-time big moves to go where she needs to go, climb the ladders of what she's trying to do to be able to live the life that she wants to live. So she is a very busy woman, and her schedule is just very restrictive as far as what she can and cannot do. And because of this, it was hard for us to connect with each other. That was the first issue. Okay, so she reached out to me. My sister connected her to me. She reached out to me mid-August, so like August 15th, August 16th, something like that. And we didn't connect until September, okay? So we weren't able to actually have the initial conversation to talk about all the details, all the things that she wanted to do for her trip until September. And the connection that we made was not for this trip. The connection that we made was for another trip that she wants to take later on next year. This trip was like a, hey, I want to do this for my birthday. My birthday is at this time. Can you do something? This is what I'm wanting. I want it to be island. I want it to be relaxation. I want it to be a full-fledged birthday island experience. I want this budget. I want these dates. Can you help me? And of course I said, oh yeah, yes I can. And so that was the first hurdle, just us connecting. The second hurdle that happened is that when it was time for her to book everything, her money didn't fall in line like it was supposed to, and she was so upset. She was so upset, she texted me and said, we need to talk. And I said, okay, no worries, I got you. She was supposed to book her trip on a Thursday. The money wasn't like it was supposed to be, so she called me and said, hey, we can't do this. You can't charge that card because it's not going to work. So I said, okay, well, what do you want to do? Because we can wait until the money hits and I can charge it, or we can cancel everything and you can go on about your business, find something else to do for your birthday. She said, no, I still want to go. And I said, well, you're still going. So you let me know. You let me know when that money hits and we will take care of it then. The money ended up hitting that it was supposed to hit Wednesday. It ended up hitting that Friday. So we were able to book everything on that Friday. Fabulous. That was the second hurdle. The third hurdle was the fact that I messed up her booking. Let's talk about it. So, some kind of way, don't ask me how, because I still to this day do not know, but some kind of way I messed up the spelling of her booking. So, some kind of way, don't ask me how, because still to this day, I do not know. But some kind of way, I messed up the spelling of her name in the booking. Thankfully, I caught the spelling before the day she was supposed to take off and go on her vacation. However, that information was not transferred over to the airline, and so the airline still had the misspelled name on their booking information, and she was not able to board the plane. This is at 6:00 in the morning. Her plane took off at 6:20. It took off at 6:20, and she was supposed to be on it and was not able to make her plane. Okay, so she's upset. I'm upset because it's like, what do you mean it was not corrected? I confirmed that everything was exactly the way it was supposed to be. She wasn't even supposed to know that I messed it up because I took care of it all. I paid for the stuff to be corrected. I took care of it all. There was no issues as far as I understood. So the fact that we're having issues, not only is she upset, but I'm upset too because we're messing things up here. Things are messing up. And so that third hurdle kind of sent everybody over the edge, but definitely sent my client over the edge. And so I said, okay, what do you want me to do? Okay, do you want me to cancel everything? Or do you want me to see if there's a way we can make something work out? So she said, listen, I still have these days off and I still want to be able to go on this trip and have this birthday experience. Is there something that you can do? So I said, let me make some phone calls and I will call you back. Now, just to give you a backstory, to give you an understanding of what's going on, okay? To change a flight, if we were able to get her flight changed, which we weren't, but if we were able to get her flight changed to where she could still go to Hawaii that same day, that would have been like $375 to get that flight change. Okay, so just to give you an idea of what we're working with potentially a lot more money to be able to shift her vacation so that she could still go, okay? Because not only do we have to change the airline, but we had to change her reservations at the resort. We had to change her reservations with the transfers to make sure the transfers are going to pick her up and drop her off at the resort and at the airport when it's time for her to come back home. And we have to make sure that any activities that she had planned can be shifted so that way she can still enjoy all the things that she set out to enjoy the day she was supposed to leave out for her trip. Okay? That right there sounds like thousands upon thousands of dollars. But God, let's talk about it. So I called the airline and I explained to them the situation. I said, listen, my client missed her flight. This is why she missed her flight. Even though I did what I thought I needed to do to make sure that everybody knew that there was a name change and the correct spelling, all the things, it still got missed. Is there a way we can shift her itinerary to where she can fly out tomorrow and come back on Monday? The airlines did their thing. They said, yep, we can do it, and it won't cost anything extra. Okay? I said, boom, that is wonderful. Thank you. Have a great day. I said, boom, that is wonderful. Thank you. Send me the confirmation. Have a great day. I called my provider, the resort, and I said, listen, this is what happened. This is what I need. What can you do to help me? They said, Hawaii is shut down right now. You're calling Hawaii and Hawaii is still in the 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock time zone. You need to wait a few hours. So I said, okay, I'm gonna wait a few hours. I sent the confirmation for the flights to my client. I said, this is what's happening with the resort. This is what's happening with the transfers. They're on a 6-hour time difference. We have to wait. She said, okay. And she was patient and she waited. So my provider got back to me and said, this is what we can do. We can shift everything. Everything will be beautiful. You don't have to pay anything extra. So her airline, her flight was shifted. She didn't have to pay anything extra. Her hotel, her resort reservations were shifted. She didn't have to pay anything extra. Okay, you see where this is going? You see how God is moving and doing all the good things? Okay, so exciting. The next thing, I called the transfer company. I said, this is what happened. This is what's going on. They told me the same story. We can shift it. And not only can we shift it, but you're not paying anything extra. She wanted to have a spa. She wanted to have a spa day to relax and do all the things. I called the spa. I explained to them what was going on, asked them if we can move it to the next day and at a different time. They said yes, nothing extra. When I tell you that if you set your mind on something and focus on the something you set your mind on, nothing can stop you. So many obstacles were in my client's way. The fact that she wasn't able to get in contact with, the fact that we were not able to get in contact with each other for almost a month, the fact that her money was looking funny when it was time to process payment, the fact that she missed her flight and the whole trip had to be shifted in order for her to be able to still enjoy the things that she wanted to enjoy for her trip, and the fact that it all worked out. The fact that it all worked out. Her budget was $2,000. I didn't even talk about the fact that we had set out for a different resort. We had set out for a different resort. Everything was good. Everything was Gucci. I called to confirm the spa. The spa told me that they were booked. They were sold out. There were no spaces in that spa for her to be able to go to her spa. So we had to find a completely different resort that still provided the luau that she wanted to do, that still provided the spa that she wanted to have, that still provided her the island experience that she wanted to have. When I tell you, there were so many obstacles in this trip that would have made anybody go, you know what? This is just a sign for me to say, I don't want to do this trip anymore. This trip is not for me this year. It would make anybody say that. But the fact that everything worked out for her to still be able to have the birthday celebration that she deserved, that she wanted for herself and she deserved. That's what it's all about. That is what it's all about. The memory that she has, the memory making experience that she has created for herself. For her to tell her friends, for her to tell her family, for her to tell anybody that she wants to, for years to come, about how she had an amazing birthday, spending it in Hawaii the way she wanted to. That is what it's all about. That is what it's all about, for everything to work out the way it did, for her to get the experience, the adventure that she wanted, is what it's all about. There should be no situation, no circumstance, no person, no place, no thing that keeps you from doing what you want to do. I am fully convinced that there is nothing that God does not care about. I'm fully convinced that there is nothing God does not care about. Okay, there's somewhere in the Bible. Don't ask me where because I don't know it. But I know that there is somewhere in the Bible that says he knows the number of hairs that are on your head. And so if he cares about the hairs on your head, he cares about the experiences that you have in life. He cares about the adventures that you create for yourself. He cares about the memories that are embedded in your head. He cares about all the things. He cares about all the things. And so we as people, we as mamas, we as fathers, we as humans should not let life, because life is going to life. As long as you live on this earth, you are going to experience the negatives of life, okay? There are going to be positives, there are going to be negatives, and you're going to experience all of them, okay? Life is going to life as long as you live on this earth. But you should not let life determine for you how you are going to live your life, okay? I'm going to say that again because I need it to settle. I need you to understand, to hear what I am saying. You cannot let life determine for you how you are going to live your life. Okay? Like I said before, there were plenty of circumstances. In this trip, in the planning process, in the execution, in all of it, there were plenty of situations where she could have said, you know what? Life is lifing right now. And I'm a quit. I'm just gonna let it go. Apparently, it's just not meant to be. It is such a disservice for you to have the mindset of, you know what? I'm just gonna stop because life is lifing and I'm just gonna take it as a sign that I don't need to do this. No. It's lifing because maybe you do need to do it. Maybe the reason you're having so much pushback about something is because you're supposed to do the something that you're having pushback about. Have you ever thought about it that way? Maybe you're having there are so many obstacles in your way to stop you from experiencing something great. To stop you from experiencing an amazing thing. Maybe that's why there are so many obstacles in your way. Perspective, right? So don't use life as an excuse to stop living your life. Don't use life as an excuse to stop traveling. Don't use life as an excuse to quit. Don't use life as an excuse to throw in the towel. Whatever it is that you like to do, traveling included, don't let life stop you from doing it. Because the only person that's hurting is you. Life don't care. It don't. The only person who's hurt by you stopping, by you quitting, by you throwing in the towel is you. Listen, that is it. That is all that I have for you today, Mama Girl. Thank you so much for listening to this story. I hope that this story has inspired you to say, you know what? I'm not going to let anybody or anything stop me from traveling. If traveling is something that you love to do, do not let anything and nobody stop you from doing it, okay? There is nothing that can keep you away from your travels except you, okay? So don't take it as a sign. Don't take it as a hint. If it is something that you want to do and it is fitting everything that it needs to fit, then go do it. Okay? Okay, listen, I want you to share this podcast with your friends, with your family, everybody in the community of your world, okay? Because we all need a little inspiration every now and then. And if you are ready to help me plan your trip, I want you to head on over to my website, www.prepandland.com. That's www.prepandland.com. As always, Mama Girl, I want you to continue to choose to make life an experience. And experience the life that you choose. Don't just exist. Live. Until next time, Mama Girl. Peace.